Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Okay, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Okay, all three.
Wherever you are on planet Earth, or even if you're in outer space. I don't know if they could get us in outer space.
I don't know either.
Well, if you do, welcome.
Some people listening may be in outer space.
That's right. Welcome to our show.
I'm Ariel.
Our show is Being Here. I'm Shia.
And
we finish each other's sentences.
We do.
Let's see. So what else can we tell you?
We're excited to be back live. We've done a few
pre-records.
Because we're traveling, we were off doing an amazing, amazing workshop in Cambridge. Wow, the people there were so inspiring. Then we had a little fishing vacation
in Canada,
and the fish were so inspiring. And
they were amazing, too. And if you go up on our Facebook page, I think you might still be able to see a picture of a fish I caught.
Yeah, you might.
And released, of course.
So today's show is Turn I Can't
into Why Not.
Why not?
Why not?
Absolutely, why not? So why not tell them how to get the most out of the show, Shia?
I don't know. I guess I will talk to them about listening then.
Love it.
Yes, because, see, most of us really, really, really don't listen. We just think we do. And when I say we think we do, we think. And we consider thinking about listening.
I love that.
Yeah.
Most people thinking about what they're hearing as listening.
And that's not listening. That's thinking about what you're hearing. Listening, the act of listening, will actually pull you into the current moment of your life. And as a byproduct of getting into the current moment of your life will transform. I mean, magic will start to happen in your life just out of your listening to what's going on in your current environment in this moment of your life.
I have to tell you that this entire show, the entire Being Here series that we do week after week is really devoted, obviously, to being here. And it's an opportunity to listen. We present different themes just to keep all of us entertained, but it's really about listening.
And, but we need to talk more about listening because we haven't defined it clearly enough. See, most people listen to see if they already know what's being said so they cannot have to listen any further. So they can dismiss what's being said. Oh, I know that. I've heard that. That's just like something else I've read, done a workshop I took once 40 years ago. But that's not listening. True listening is when you intentionally are in yourself creating the point of view of the person who's speaking. So you're creating what they're saying in you from their point of view. You don't have to agree with it, and you don't have to disagree with it. You have to allow yourself to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, even if it doesn't match your ideas.
When you actually are listening, you're fully engaged. There's not this gap of thinking between you and the act of listening. It's information coming in.
And it's as though you've taken the filters off and allow life to come into you.
And that's going to be a challenge because most people resist things.
And most people are very smart, and most people use their minds, their thought process, as their entry into life through which they filter life. So they don't really experience living. They experience their thoughts about living, whether they like it or don't like it. And most of your thoughts are complaints.
And that's where the idea, I can't, comes from.
From your mind, from your thought processes, from your habituated thinking. Because, see, most people think the same things over and over.
I can't is an old mental worm. In our first book, which if you haven't read yet, I highly recommend it.
Worm.
Working on yourself doesn't work. Three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life.
That's
we talk
first
about
book.
Worm.
And a worm is a...
It's an acronym for write once, read many.
Right.
That things go in and are indelibly imprinted, but they look new. It's actually a term from computers, where it shows up on your screen as if it's brand new information, but it's something that was set in place a long time ago, and it can't be changed. So you have ideas about you that are like old tapes, old worms. I can't. I'm not capable.
I'm not good enough.
Yes. And all they are old worms.
And now they may or may not have been true at one point. You know, when you were not capable of walking, then walking, you might say, I can't.
But more likely, I can't is actually code for a lot of other things. We'll talk about those in a minute.
I won't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go first to that.
The three principles of instantaneous.
We not only finish each other's sentences, we simo-think.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So, we're...
After 30 years of being together, we're allowed to.
Yes, we were allowed to right away, actually, but it just has gotten easier and more enhanced as we go along, and I really enjoy it, personally.
Me too. First principle of the three principles.
Anything you resist, persist.
And you're stuck with it.
Yeah, it dominates your life.
It completely. Anybody that you resist, that's what you walk away complaining in your head about. Any job that you resist, that's what you're stuck doing over and over.
And actually, we were just touching on this in the listening section. If you object to something in your thoughts that someone says, you get stuck with it. If you resist it, you get stuck with it.
Exactly. If you disagree with something, then you get stuck there.
You know, I mentioned Shai and I were up at this fishing lodge recently, fishing, and at the table, everybody spoke about different topics at, you know, on the lunches and dinners. And
usually at the same time.
And there was often, for instance, a lot of complaining going on about the lack of fish, because the fishing was really tough last week. There just wasn't a lot of fish.
We were fishing for Atlantic salmon. And there are migratory fish that comes up the rivers to spawn, but they come up depending on the levels of the water in the river, and so the river was too high, and then it was too low, and then it was...
Yeah, so I found a really interesting phenomenon in me. If I resisted the complaints going on, I would turn into that which I was resisting. In fact, I'd be complaining about the complaining.
Right.
Or I'd want to walk away after the meal thinking about the complaints that had happened. So if I actually allowed myself to
listen
and not resist, it dissolved. If I didn't walk away from the meals carrying the other anglers with me. I was there on my own.
So, that's the first principle. Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. So in this moment, you can only be listening to this show because you are.
So in my example, I could not have come back to lunch having caught any more fish than I did. We fished there 6 days. I caught one salmon. Actually not technically a salmon because it wasn't
long enough.
5 inches. Anything a little shorter than that is called a grilt. So it was a lot of fishing and a lot of meals without catching salmon. But the thing was, I could only be doing it exactly as I was. And anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
That's the third principle. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is over.
So it was an incredible trip. It was really about being there, not about the result. Had it been about being the result, it would have been miserable.
And most people have had their life determined by trying to achieve results and goals as if that's better than what you currently have in the current moment. And if you resist what you have in your life in the current moment, you get stuck there. See, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's only about getting into the current moment of your life. Our approach is actually anthropological. An anthropologist studies cultures. So they don't judge the culture they're studying. They notice how they go about doing whatever it is that particular culture does. And if you brought that kind of awareness to your own life, where you didn't judge yourself for what you saw, but were there like a scientist just noticing how it is that you interact, your life would transform. Now, the thing is this, we've all been raised into an ongoing culture. We were born into an ongoing culture, and that culture taught us how to talk the language that people spoke. It taught us the rules of behavior, it taught us how to behave to fit into the culture, and that is like your primary download and system for a computer. So everything we do in life filters through what we already know, and we try to get what we know to fit new information to fit the already known information in our minds and our computers. So today, see if you can listen to this show to hear what people are saying, and
that'll give you an opportunity to actually listen to our next caller.
And if you actually listen, your life could transform as a result of it. How's that?
I like it. Tracy, okay. Are you with us?
Tracy? No Tracy. Well, I can keep...
Hello?
Oh, there you
are. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
There was a little gap there.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. What can we do for you? Where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from New York City.
Great.
New York City, the Big Apple.
Yep.
Nice to hear your voice.
I like this. I'm glad to be talking to you, and I'm happy to be here.
Great.
I like this topic a lot, and I find I've been, you know, I notice my thoughts. I find it interesting that in my thoughts, you know, I constantly hear "I can't" or "I can't do that."
Very good. So let me stop you, because this is too good to go by. You notice in your thoughts that there's this constant "I can't do that."
Right.
That's the beginning. If you see that and don't judge it, that's the beginning of the end of that behavior.
Okay.
See, you don't like that you say "I can't" all the time, correct?
Correct.
So in your not liking it, you try to change yourself to be different than you are. But in this moment, if the thought is "I can't," that's the thought. Doesn't mean it's true, but it does mean it's the thought. And if you see it without judging it, those thoughts will dissolve.
Okay.
Most people misidentify themselves as their thoughts. You're not your thoughts.
You have thoughts.
Right.
And
yeah.
I get interested in what "I can't" is code for.
Normally, "I can't" is "I won't."
See, I'll give you an example of one of Shia and my codes. Are you ready?
Ready.
If one of us feels ill and we have the passing thought, "Oh, I must be faking it," that really is code for "we're probably desperately ill, get to bed or get to a doctor now." Because for whatever reason, when we get feeling like we need to override, we're usually really, really sick. So it's not a problem that we have the thought, "I must be faking it." The thought is an indicator of something else. So if you have this repetitive thought, you may want to decode it. It can be "I can't." It can be "I won't." It can be "I don't want to." And it could also be a historic thought process put together to punish someone. Like, "Oh, my parents didn't raise me right, so I can't." So "I can't" is actually...
We once did a workshop in Hawaii, Tracy, where there was a young man, he was probably 32 years old at the time, and he didn't make his bed.
And
so his roommate complained about it in the course, that he didn't make his bed. And this young man said, "Well, my mother never taught me how to make a bed."
Yeah.
So it was her fault, you see?
Right.
So I'd get interested in what "I can't" is about.
Okay.
It's not true. It's largely not true.
See,
I can't fly, But in general, I can't is something.
Well, you do when you get in an airplane with me.
That's true, but I mean, you know what I mean. Flap
yeah.
my wings and fly away.
Well, you don't have wings.
That's right.
So you're not supposed to. Your design function is not that of flying.
Correct. But the idea I can't write or I can't.
I like the I can't write because that's one of mine. And yet, I write very well. Even though I don't think I do.
So what is it that you say I can't about, Tracy?
Specifically, lately I've been noticing at work I'm very resistant, and I notice that I'm not working to like my potential, and I do notice it, and I guess I complain to myself that I'm not doing it, but I do have times where I am working to my potential, but lately I feel I'm not, and I'm not really sure why.
Well, you get distracted, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of it. You
yeah.
go off on thoughts, you think about things, and then work becomes in the way of your thinking.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you also have a tendency to qualify yourself. So you're not just doing the work, you're circling back a lot and checking up on yourself to make sure you're doing it right. So your action is a little bit stutter-stepped. It's not directed. Your attention's on you and how you're doing rather than actually
on the work.
Okay.
Now, how that happened, who knows?
And who cares? It's irrelevant. You see, what is relevant, Tracy, is re-engaging in what's happening in your life in the current moment of your life. That's all that's really relevant.
Right. Yeah, I definitely, everything you're saying definitely is getting in. I feel it's true. Very true. But, yeah, I think I qualify myself. And
say that again, the last thing. I didn't hear you.
You said, I think I qualify myself?
Oh, yeah, I think.
That was a qualification.
Very good. I think I qualify myself. I love it.
Well done.
Perfect. You made my wife right. I like that. Hey, look.
And that your laughing is perfect.
That's
having
right.
Having a sense of humor is the way out.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? Okay. Tracy, we have to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Just a quick shout-out to our friends Terry and Stanton, who have recently had operations, and they're both
recuperating
in the East Village. You guys are very close to each other. Just wanted to say hey.
Get better soon.
And hey, Jennifer. She's in Kansas City. She just wrote us today. She's coming back for the Creativity and Intuition Weekend, and we're really excited to get to see her again. Just a hello.
When is that weekend?
That is the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Of this month.
Of this month. And by the way, the 29th is our 30th anniversary of our first date.
That's right.
It's going to be a great weekend. I can tell already.
It is.
Hey, Tracy, you still with us?
I am.
Excellent. You know, I just happened to look down at my desk, and I notice I have a little post-it note slid under the blotter here from our Dr. Reddy. We were speaking with him one day about being here and living in the moment. And he's Indian, of fraction. He grew up in India. And he wrote us out something. I hope I'm not massacring it as far as the pronunciation. But it's Yabhavam Tadbhavati, which means, as you think, so you create the world.
But that's very cool. As you think, so you create the world.
So, if you actually think,
then that becomes a reality.
Ariel, do you mind repeating that? I missed a word.
As you think, so you create the world, that future.
Okay.
So you create the future.
Well, see, most people believe their thoughts, and if you believe your thoughts and your thoughts say, I can't, you don't ever attempt.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, when I was thinking about about what to ask or what to talk about for today's show, I was thinking about something you've touched on before about how it's hard to see the possibility outside of what you know because you don't know that it's hard to see what's possible because you only know what you know.
Right.
Right, and
yeah.
What's outside yeah. what you know doesn't
what
exist.
You know.
But I'll tell you something. We recently received a really inspirational email from a woman who's a client of ours and a lovely friend of ours, Natasha. And one of the things that she was talking about in the email was that she only knew what she knew, but she had a dream of something else. So when you say you only know what you know, Tracy, I hear it as another possible...
I can't.
I can't. It's a sophisticated I can't. But, you know, if I have a dream of something that's possible, like when I hit age 50, I started feeling draggy. I went to the doctor. She said to me, look, Ariel, get used to it. That's the way it is in your 50s. And I said to myself, I'm never seeing this person again, and I'm going to find out how it's possible. Now, interestingly enough, I currently weigh at least 10 pounds less. I'm taking lots of supplements. I've done things to absolutely reverse that. I feel healthier than I've felt maybe 20 years ago.
And I look in the mirror, and what we've done to keep ourselves in shape, I'm in better shape now than I was when I was 50, and I'm 71.
So the idea that you only know what you know, yes, that's true, but that doesn't mean anything. If you have this intuitive hunch that there's something else possible, you can follow that intuition rather than be dominated by your mind.
Okay.
And that's very cool, because you see, if you start to listen and question your thoughts, see, you're the listener, Tracy, you're the listener, so you can, and you listen to these thoughts. If you misidentify the thoughts as you, it will severely limit what's possible for you in this lifetime. But if you just notice them, you can actually see that they're not true. I mean, I have this thought sometimes that I'm not a very good driver, yet I'm an excellent driver. You know? But the thought goes by, I don't know how to do this very well. It's not true.
Interesting. Our thoughts are so, I've been trying to notice them more. They're so robotic.
They are robotic.
They are.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, lovely to have you on the call today.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye.
So it looks like we have another caller. We have Kirsten on the call.
Hello.
You there, Kirsten?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Is this the Kirsten we know and love?
Yes.
Hi. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
What can we do for you?
Well, I think I only caught the tail end of your conversation, but I think with the last caller, but I think my question kind of dovetails with that. I've been thinking of a cant that has been coming up lately, and it has to do with nutrition and eating correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
very funny
have,
that you say that.
What about it?
Well, I have a low thyroid, and I've been, taking medicine for it, but I really feel like there's something in the way I'm eating that I need to change to help nourish that, or at least, nourish my thyroid. And I've been doing some research, and I've been talking to people, and the gluten thing keeps coming up about avoiding that. And
you don't want to.
I don't want to, and also I don't want to, but every time I bring it up, maybe it is me, every time I bring it up with my boyfriend, he sort of is like, oh, you're just going with the newest fad thing, and you're just thinking that's going to save everything. And
isn't it funny that you get your boyfriend to be the fall guy for what you don't want to do?
Say that again?
You get your boyfriend to be the fall guy for what you don't want to do.
I can certainly present things to people in a way that inspires them to discourage me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, it's interesting. Shai and I have recently started in the last...
less than a week.
Yeah, since Sunday, this new way of eating, which, by the way, includes gluten-free, called metabolic diet. We have lots of friends in Europe who've inspired us to do it. Our assistant Christina is currently doing it. And it is an incredibly precise, rule-bound system of doing things.
Of eating.
And
Or not eating.
We're not eating like masses of food
now. You can't eat between meals in this. There are no snacks.
And I have to tell you that one of the things that's happening for us is that we're going about it with precision and honesty and awareness. And I think that it's what happened prior to doing this way of eating. We were in Cambridge, for instance, we knew we were going to be going on this particular regime of eating come last Sunday. And we went ahead and we ate the croissants or the pain au raisin or the things that we would not be eating on this. We knew it would add to our weight. We knew we probably wouldn't feel as robust if we ate it. But we didn't try to pretend that we wanted it any other way. And what you do is you eat, for instance, the gluten foods and tell yourself that you'd like it to be different. But you really, in truth, want to have the amount of energy that you have and the
amount of weight that you have
and the amount of nourishment to your thyroid that you have. So I didn't beat on myself for eating that way because I absolutely fully intended to eat that way. And
that's
I'm absolutely fully intending to eat this way, and it's been really, really fun. I've lost almost 4 pounds since Sunday.
I've lost about 3.
And I don't feel like it's extreme weight loss. It's just very gentle, easy. I feel like I'm got a lot of energy, and I like it. But I'm not trying to pretend that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not doing it, I'm not pretending that I want to.
Okay.
And you're going to be a whole lot happier if you tell the truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because we ate some really extreme garbage in the last few weeks.
Weeks while we were on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not on the road anymore.
You know, and so I see the commercials on TV and I see
And they really get you wanting that stuff.
And I'm like, but I'm impervious to it. I mean, it goes through my thoughts. I have the thoughts. I want that. But it's
not. Doesn't mean you have to follow those thoughts.
It's not translating into action.
You are not your thoughts. They're just thoughts.
That's
okay.
Interesting, because one of the things, well, I can control what I eat when I'm at home, but if I'm, you know, with other people or, you know, at family, I don't really want to say, no, I'm not going to eat that. I guess I can just go ahead and eat it, and I know, and enjoy it, and then go back to doing what I do on my own at home.
Well, my mom's favorite thing is cooking for us, and we're going to see her shortly, and I let her know that we're in the midst of this, and I will be speaking to her in another couple weeks once I know a little more about how we actually would like to eat when we get there. And the other thing is that speaking to my friends who have been doing this, what we're doing now, and same with our friend Amy who did Weight Watchers, or other people like our I don't know if you listen to the show A Delicious Vitality with Alex. When she goes out to a meal, she's not advertising that she's eating differently. She's just making food choices that work for her, not saying, oh, I can't have that because it has gluten. She just doesn't order it. And it's like that when you go to your family, you can make food choices that work for you.
It's about being responsible rather than get attention for what you eat.
Okay, that makes sense.
And attention for your low thyroid.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, nice hearing you. Yeah. Hope to see you at some point.
I know. I'm hoping I can get up there in the fall sometime.
That'd be great.
Running back and forth between here and New Hampshire. So.
Excellent. Good. Yeah. Thanks. Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
We have
yet another caller
waiting. Yes, Katrin, are you with us?
Hi, it's Katrin.
Hi.
Hello, Katrin. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the north of Germany.
The north of Germany. Is it hot in the north of Germany?
Yeah. It's warm, not hot. Yes.
It's warm. It's kind of hot here today, but I'm inside, so I'm not feeling it so much just yet. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a lot of these wants and stories in my head, and I'm starting to see them, which is really exciting for me to have the opportunity to not believe them.
Excellent.
Yes, and my mind is very tricky, and now it my mind starts or tries to watch out for something that in the future I will not get lost in my stories again, something like that.
Right. Makes decisions for how you're going to be in the future,
yes. And that is the same, right?
That is the same. That's exactly the same. When you make decisions about how you're going to be, you usually fail because it's like New Year's resolutions. When every New Year's people say they're going to do something, behave differently, and they do for a day or two.
By the way, that's all worms are. This write once, read many. It's something that you've written down as a thought in your mind, and you repeat it. So if you make a decision how to be a better you in the future, when the future never comes the way you expect it.
And it only gets here in the current moment when it does arrive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to tell you, I'll go back to using the analogy of what Shai and I are in the midst of right now, mm-hmm. with this new dietary change that we've been having.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guidelines of this particular eating way is to not snack between meals.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not snacking between meals, but I haven't decided not to snack.
No, it's just that we're not snacking between meals. It's like when I quit smoking about 25 years ago, I didn't decide to quit smoking. I just stopped smoking. So I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing in this title of the show, Turn I Can't into Why Not, is it's like I can either say, well, you know, I can't eat between meals. It's another way of using this I can't thing. It's like, well, why not? Why not not eat between meals? Let's just not. You know, one is it's like my choice. The other is the diet's doing it to me.
Right.
And
you become the victim of what you say you want.
And it actually turns it into a diet rather than, in my current lifestyle, I'm not
style,
eating between meals.
Right, right. This is the style of eating we're doing.
And as you just said, it makes it very exciting. Your life gets very exciting when you're going about your life as if it's your idea rather than it's something that somebody's making you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can really feel that, and I can feel the energy, and, yeah, I really love that.
We have to go to a break.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come back after the break?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly with Catherine. So come on back.
And don't miss being
here.
Yeah. Very good.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Catherine. You still with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
You know, we had a conversation with you not too long ago.
Yes.
And I can really hear how much has happened for you since that conversation and the quality of your voice.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that.
So what's the thought process? Tell people before and after, like what's different for you now? Because there are a lot of people stuck where you were when we spoke with you actually yesterday.
Yes. Well, I started writing, and the books are really good, and with that comes the fear of for the future to be successful, and that really does not fit with my stories I have. I'm telling myself.
Very good. Yes.
Yes, and so that I felt less. I had all these thoughts. They are coming up right now, but I just see them. That I'm not worth it, and who am I? Why should I be a successful writer? All this stuff.
Perfect.
And that's
Can
all.
Can I stop
just,
you for a second?
Yes.
You see, people think they're going to get over these thoughts. Those thoughts are going to be there forever. You just don't have to listen to them.
Yeah, and that's cool to see.
If you think they're going to go away, you'll be disappointed. And most people are trying to get rid of the thoughts that can't go away because they're permanently hardwired into your mind.
Yeah.
And as Catherine's talking and you're hearing the series of thoughts that she's relating to you that she has and had, that she previously was listening to, and now they're just going by, they are about future orientation based on the past. They have nothing to do with taking actions in this moment. They are ideas used to stop yourself from directly engaging in your life.
Yeah.
Hey, Catherine, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you very much.
We're excited
really,
for you. And,
really.
Yes, we have read your books, and I'm very excited to see where you go with them next. And one other thing, because as Shai and I know, we have a book coming out in September, on September 4th, called How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The process of actually completing a book and bringing it to market has many different steps, and you will keep meeting things that you don't know how to do. That you don't know how to do doesn't mean you can't. And that's part of the creative process, which is part of why we do creativity and intuition courses here. It's like, don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of hitting the next, I don't know how to do it. It's just,
or I can't.
It's the next, it's the next opportunity for an exciting time.
That's so perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're so perfect. Thank you very much.
Lovely to speak with you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, by the way, speaking of, I know I just mentioned our weekend course. A great way to support you turning I can't into why not is with other people. Why not is a lot more fun with friends. We have, if you're in the area, Monday Night Alive coming up, the international teleconferences. We have one next Tuesday. There are Say Yes to Your Life meetup groups happening all over the world, from Manhattan to Hong Kong and Switzerland and Montclair, New Jersey and New England, all sorts of places. If you want to know if there's a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you, you just go to our website on the left-hand side under Seminars and Coaching, and our website's transformationmadeeasy.com, and it lists them all there. Some really wonderful people. Have another caller.
Yes, Leah.
You with us?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my gosh, what an amazing show. Just everything has just been like light bulbs going off right and left for me.
That's great.
Get used to it. It's the paparazzi effect.
Well, I love that. And I love what you just said to Katrin about how, you know, in life or in creative projects specifically, you're always going to keep running into new things that you've never done before. And
right.
Each one is an opportunity.
That's right. That's part of what keeps life vital and exciting. I mean, just imagine if there was nothing ever, ever, ever new.
Yeah.
And also, if you look back, if each of us looks back a year ago, things that we had not done or hadn't accomplished are now easy for us. But there's always that learning curve that comes with learning something new.
Yeah. Yeah, I just am. I'm feeling very grateful to have the tool or the skill that you guys offer of turning I can't into why not in my life, because I'm doing that more and more every day, and it's really exciting.
That's great, Leah.
You know, Leah, it's interesting. I know you have a question, or I'm assuming you have a question, but as I'm speaking to you, I have an image from when Shai and I were up fishing last week. We do a style of fishing called spey casting. It's a fly fishing, and it uses a really long rod, like 13 feet 3 inches, and the rod itself acts as like a lever. The rod bends and it slings the fishing line out.
Same way a bow and arrow, you pull it. It puts energy into the bow, and then when you release it, it shoots the arrow. Well, it's the same principle with a fly rod. It's the line that casts the fly, not the fly that pulls the line. And so the rod, when loaded properly, will throw the fly and fly line way out into the water, river.
So as you go about getting ready to load the rod, as Shia said, you're moving it through time and space in a way that creates tension on the rod, and then when you let it go, the fly moves out into the water. But if you hesitate, it unloads the rod.
So you lose all the energy that you've built up, because the rod straightens up, and that's the end of the, it has no more throwing effect.
And I really think a lot of people genuinely think there are certain things they can't do, but really they haven't recognized that they hesitate. And the hesitation basically blows all of the momentum they have in their life.
Right.
It
so when they say, when they have the thought, I can't, and believe it, they stop for a moment, and then they suddenly are starting again all at the beginning.
I can totally relate to that. Yeah, wow. That's really cool.
So did you have a question for us, or?
Well, yeah, actually, I got an opportunity to see, like the culture of I can't that I come from. I got an email from my sister this morning, and, it was a response to an email that I had sent that was an RSVP to her wedding, which my husband and I are going to later this summer. And it was interesting because it was full of, well, it was full of complaint, but it was also full of, I can't. It was like, you know, about how poor she is, about how difficult the kids are, and just a lot of problems. And there were a lot of pokes at me, too, like if I would write more often, if I would call more often, kind of those things, too. So it was, you know, there was a little bit of a guilt trip in it, too. And I saw it with, you know, I probably resisted it to an extent, but way less than I probably would have in the past. And my question is just how to respond.
Well, first of all, can I recontextualize her email, never having met her and not even knowing you had a sister?
Yes.
You say her kids are difficult, so this is her second marriage, yes?
Or, yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Around remarriage, kids act out often. So you're not hearing it in a way that takes it away from her. You're finding it annoying. And you say she's poking at you by saying if you would write more, rather than hearing that your emails are probably in a calming influence and that she can use you and that she loves you and that she misses you and that she needs you and she's feeling lost right now.
So you can offend yourself. Is she older than you?
Yeah, she's actually my half-sister, so we have the same dad but different moms.
And here's the other thing about feeling poor. We've all been enculturated, not everybody, but I'm sure you'll recognize this, having only gotten married a year ago, that in order to have a good wedding, it has to be an expensive wedding. And it doesn't matter what amount of money she has, she's never going to have enough to have reach those standards.
The wedding of her
dreams.
And I think you have an incredible gift to give her. You guys had so many homemade, handmade things
at your wedding. Your wedding was the best wedding I think I've ever been
creative.
To.
Thank you.
You know, we still have the little goofy pictures that were taken in the photo booths there up on our bulletin board. So somehow you're not hearing what it's like, I don't want to take this. I don't want to hear it. You're hearing it as a complaint rather than, I can help you with that. That you have an expertise. You absolutely underestimate who you are. You know, and weddings, funerals, graduations, things that are events often trigger old things. And it's not like you're responsible for her life, but the way you're interacting with it, definitely you're resisting what she has to say, and it's going to make you miserable.
Yeah, and I can see how I'm, like, blaming her for being, I don't know, for, like, yeah, I see there's a totally different way to look at it.
And she can't help but be the way she is. And I know you got what we said because I heard the bells and whistles go off.
You know, the very first thing we wrote up on our little flip charts, because we always script the show, is I can't happens when you're resisting, saying no, succumbing to the circumstances. And it's about surrender versus succumb. You're succumbing to your participation in her wedding rather than surrendering.
And when we say surrender, we don't mean give up. We mean take it on like it's your idea in the first place, and you agree to have a wonderful time whilst doing it. So you're not a complaint that you have to, and you don't exact a toll on the people that ask it of you by making them feel bad for having asked you in the first place.
Or victimizing yourself to prove that it was an unreasonable request.
Right.
I can't
handle this right now. I have my own life to live.
Right.
Instead of why not?
Why not?
Thank you. I'm so glad that I get to go and support her and be there for her now instead of, you know, complaining about her.
Thinking about it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
great
you.
Idea.
Excellent. Well,
cool.
The show is ending. We appreciate your calling in today. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you guys. The show's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and it's really fun to listen live.
Yeah.
I want to mention, I often listen in the archives, but totally recommend to everyone out there, if you can, to tune in live because it's really fun.
Well, very good. And with that, we're going to end the show. Thank you.
Thank you. So come on back, folks, next week,
and
don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.